Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and one of our guests on the show here today is a presidential candidate seeking the Democratic nomination is Secretary Julian Castro now joining us. So, Secretary Castro, thanks for being on our program.
It is great to be with you.
I'm sure a lot of people have to know 19 different people before they go out and caucus for who they want to caucus for. So kind of tell us a little bit about yourself, if you wouldn't mind, briefly.
I recently served as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under President Obama. Before that, I was mayor of San Antonio, which is my hometown. Grew up with my twin brother and my grandmother and my mother. My grandmother was a Mexican immigrant who came here in 1922 as a young girl because her parents had passed away. Never finished elementary school, so she worked as a maid, a cook, and a babysitter. Raised my mom as a single parent. My mother raised my brother and me as a single parent. So it really says something about our country that just two generations after my grandmother got here to this country with almost nothing, that one of her grandsons, my brother, is serving as a member of the United States Congress, and the other one is asking people for their votes for president of the United States. I think that's the beauty of our country.
Well, let's dig right into one of the primary issues that's facing Iowans, and more specifically our farming community. Obviously, chief among them being the trade issue that just keeps never ending with China. If you're elected as president, how can you fight for our Iowan farmers across the country and solve this trade issue that's seemingly never ending?
I would ratchet down the erratic trade war that, unfortunately, President Trump has engaged in. I want to make sure that no matter what we do on trade, that our American workers, our American farmers are the biggest beneficiaries. So we want to make sure that around the world, we're trying to create as level a playing field as possible. And that means working with our allies to pressure China to do the right thing. At the same time, we don't want to haphazardly and erratically get in a trade war that is mostly hurting the farmers of Iowa, hurting American workers. And that's what's happening right now. I mean, I've heard that over and over. I would focus on ratcheting down that trade war, working with our farmers so that they can perhaps recover some of the contracts that they've lost already. Also investing in those things that help our farmers succeed. Infrastructure, the local economies of small towns, making sure that we incentivize farmers to invest in their operation and also to play a role in combating climate change. I think we can do all of those things.
I think a lot of people like to know what foreign policy is for a lot of these candidates. What do you think are the issues that are facing the United States internationally? And then once you point those out, if you were elected president, what would you do about those issues?
The way I see it, the number one priority of the president is to do everything that he or she can to keep the nation safe. The first order of business is for us to repair our relationships around the world that have helped keep us safe, especially in the post-World War II era. I would immediately start with our neighbors of Canada and Mexico. I'm not quite sure how you get crosswise with Canada, but it seems as though this president has done that. Our European allies, whether it's Great Britain, Germany, France, also institutions that may need improvement, but are still essential, like the United Nations and NATO, to help avoid conflict around the world in the future or to address and manage conflict. And I actually see the opportunity for new focus areas. For instance, if we want to solve this immigration challenge, one way to do that is to work with those Northern Triangle countries, those Central American countries, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, so that people can find safety and opportunity at home instead of having to make the dangerous journey to the United States. I would focus on Latin America in that way more than we have before, and also places like Africa, because China is trying to establish relationships in Latin America and Africa, and it makes sense for the United States to build up that relationship more than we have in the past.
Everybody wants to know what every candidate's got to say about healthcare. So is there anything that you would change or add to that particular issue?
I want a healthcare system where everybody gets good, strong healthcare. That healthcare system should be based off of Medicare. I want to strengthen Medicare for the people who have it and then make sure that it's available for everybody who wants it. Do things like invest more in rural hospitals, because as folks here in Iowa know, too many rural hospitals have been closing. I mean, something like 17 hospitals have closed in Texas. I think a handful have closed here over the last decade in Iowa. And even if they haven't fully closed, They've closed inpatient psychiatric facilities or OBGYN facilities. Also, we need to end this distinction between physical health care and mental health care and invest in mental health care services. It's a shame that in too many states, the best mental health care that's available or more widely available is in the criminal justice system. That should never be the case. I also believe that if somebody has a private health insurance plan that is strong, is a solid plan that they want to hold on to, that they should be allowed to hold on to that. But the profit motive of big pharma or big insurance companies should never determine whether somebody gets care in the wealthiest nation in the world. And I would immediately act to ensure that the federal government can negotiate drug prices, that we can import drugs so that they're cheaper. There's no reason that insulin should cost 10 times as much in the United States as it does in Canada, or that companies should be able to jack up the rates on things like that EpiPen from a few years ago just because they can. I would reform our patent laws so that these big pharma companies can't just extend their patents to infinity, but instead make drugs that the taxpayers have helped fund the research for more widely available for people that need it. Those are the kinds of things that I would do.
According to the latest Des Moines Register poll, and you're in the crowd of candidates that are polling at least 1%. What are your thoughts on something like that? And do you put much stock into polling numbers as you go along here?
I saw a poll, to speak of polls, the other day that said nationally only 9% of Democrats said that they had absolutely made up their mind. And in Iowa, I think it was something like 20%. So this race is wide open. We have more Democrats running than we've ever had before. We have a very talented field. You're right. You know, I'm nowhere near a front runner right now, but you know, I didn't grow up a front runner. There are a lot of Americans out there, a lot of families that don't feel like front runners. And I'm going and I'm speaking to them every day about how we can make sure that everybody has a good, fair shot in this country with a good education for their kids, good health care for them and their family. Also, good job opportunities, whether somebody lives in a small town or a big city. And little by little, we're connecting with people. So, and I'm going to keep working to grow our support here.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro joining us once again. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.